The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Welcome aboard, my pretties. Welcome to another SoCal Sound Session. Julie Slater, midday host. I am here with two members of Girl and Girl. We've got Kai and also Aunt Liz. Do you go by Liz?
Melissa. Yeah, I get lots of names.
I know that this could be an old story for you guys, but the first time I found out, being an aunt of about a billion nieces and nephews, and so you're Kai's aunt, can you just briefly tell us the story of how you got in the band? And I love this whole thing. You're touring. I mean, what is going on?
You do it.
I do it? Okay.
I'm done.
Kai, I used to live across the road from where Kai lives, and it's in a valley, and I would walk my dogs through his place pretty much daily. And he had started a band, was in the process of starting a band with our guitarist, Jaden, and had a few other people involved and stuff. And I was walking down past the garage underneath the house, and they were jamming, and I had previously been teaching him drums, so he had a drum kit in there as well, and I just jumped on drums and had a jam with them and helped them sort their songs out, and it just sort of went from there.
And then we begged her to stay.
Yeah, I was only going to stay until they found somebody their own age, which really made more sense. But
you were doing the job just
well. I really enjoy the music that he's writing, so I can play around and be expressive on the drum kit and do what I like, and usually.
That's pretty wild. So how long have you been in the band?
Since the beginning, 6 years.
Yeah.
Essentially, like me and Jaden, we were messing around for, I don't know, maybe a year before you joined.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, I don't know, playing Beatles covers, nothing serious.
Yeah, it's been an amazing thing to watch, like the growth and just from the beginning and listening to him playing chords and getting chords together. It's like, oh, I don't know how to write the words. I'll just write them. And he's so smart and quick. He just picks it all up. And
it's great to have an aunt in the band. Like, he's the best.
He doesn't always think that. I cramp his style so much.
So how is that touring, like being related? I mean, there's a lot of family bands, but I don't know if there's that many like aunt and nephew bands.
It's a very unusual situation that we're in this.
It is, but at the same time, it's, you know, like we spend a lot of time together. Like we run a business together, we play in a band together, we live just down the road from each other, you know. But at the same time, any kind of conflict, it's different fighting with your family, because there's that kind of like underlying security in a sense, whereas fighting with people who aren't your family, that's a bit more terrifying. I don't know, I kind of feel like you have that safety net of
I'll always love you,
below the business, below everything, you know, we're family and we love each other, and there's kind of that kind of thing, which is nice.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we hate each other.
That's very cute. It has, I can't wait to talk to you guys in like maybe 5 years from now. You're, like, you're not. Oh, you guys aren't speaking anymore.
Different interview.
I mean, honestly, if it ever came to that point that it affects a relationship that much, I think it would just be him going off and
he would leave the band, because you'd keep the band for yourself, right? Yeah. Sorry, Kai. I mean,
I'm absolutely nothing without him. So.
That's very cute. Okay, you guys are from Australia. What was the first time as a band you came to the U.S. and where did you play?
South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. I think we did...
Which year?
March.
This year.
This was your first time?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
first we haven't
time
been.
My God, you played our Radio Day stage.
Yeah.
So we're the ones that brought you here?
Yeah.
You're
this is insane.
And here we are.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
How was South by...
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think we did nine shows in five days,
yeah.
Which apparently were low numbers. But it nearly broke me.
That is a lot.
It was a lot.
No, it was fantastic. We had a really, really positive response, and people were coming out to shows, and I got to see a bunch of really, I discovered heaps of really great new bands as well. Funnily enough, had a lot of like Australian bands I'd never seen before and seen them.
I thought you guys all knew each other.
I thought so too.
That's fun.
But yeah, no, it was great. It was really great.
And now you just played the Ford last night? Or Fonda,
Fonda.
How was that?
Yeah, that was fun as well.
It was amazing. Awesome big stage, beautiful theatre.
Was that your first show in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, first time in LA.
Wow.
First time.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. Really, really good.
And you just got back from Joshua Tree. Why were you guys there and what were you doing? And were there a lot of drugs in the mix?
No.
I'm kidding. You don't have to answer that.
No problem. We're just on our way.
Harrison suggested.
Did you pop there just to hang out?
We stopped, did about 3 5-minute stops and had a look at a few different locations and just the drive through. It was really just opportunity that Harrison, our tour manager, suggested that we go through Joshua Tree. And it's like, just, it's really nice playing in the big cities, but also getting out and seeing the natural environment around the place, to see the difference in the environment between Australia and here. And this, yeah, driving up from Texas, it was so flat. Well, and then to hit the mountains. And
I've heard the drive through Texas is pretty brutal. It's very, very long. It takes forever, and it's like the same scene.
I loved it. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
The country here is just like, I love it so much. And through the top end of Texas is especially beautiful. I guess it gets a little bit repetitive. But all like your oil pump things and like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Hilarious.
It's really great. And then heading into Vegas, that was insane. Like there's that path through the mountains that
felt
like a scene out of Lord of the Rings or something. And then you get to Vegas.
And I mean, you probably, so this year, was this your first visit to the US? I mean, when you came
to Austin,
even like going to Vegas. I mean, it must be funny to see Vegas in person after seeing it in all these movies. Like, is this real?
Last night in LA, like
the Sunset Strip or something.
I mean, we didn't go anywhere apart from there and two blocks around, but it's just like, oh, it's nothing like the TV.
That's funny.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
I love it. Okay, you guys have the brand new record, which is coming out, Call a Doctor. It comes out a week from today. But also, well, by the time this airs, it'll be out already, so everyone can check it out. Tell us about, I feel like there's a big, I was interviewing the band Real Estate, and they kind of said, well, the name of a record doesn't matter. I mean, kind of, maybe. But, Call a Doctor is one of the songs on the album, and also you decided to title it.
Yeah.
So that's a big doing. What, give me the vibe behind all that.
Yes, it's essentially, the idea was it to be a sort of concept album, and I kind of threaded that doctor theme throughout.
I see you're dressed up as a doctor. Yeah. You've always wanted to be an MD.
No, I have no interest in being a doctor. It's more of a metaphorical, it's my inner doctor helping me, I think, is the idea. Call a Doctor is that sort of title track. Intro and Call a Doctor are essentially the same song. We just split it in half to make it radio friendly. We just played it. And I didn't tell you that it was actually two songs. So we actually played four songs.
You cheated. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Loophole. and that was, once that was finished, it was like, that felt like a, I don't know, a big, huge sort of musical number to me, and then I kind of wanted to keep along that theme of being really dramatic and this sort of hypochondria doctor stuff, which has been a very prevalent theme throughout a lot of my life.
From what I've read recently, there's a lot of things that keep you up at night.
Yeah.
You want to name some of them?
Harrison, not me.
Harrison, right. Yeah. Oh, that's when we tour, I have to, I'm a very sensitive boy, and I have to put my mattress on the floor and then flip the frame and build a little bed fort.
Like a fort?
Yeah.
All right.
Because sleep.
Safety zone.
And I get bullied from all angles for this, but sleep is a very personal, vulnerable thing, and I don't want people looking at me whilst I'm doing it. Like, when are you more defenseless in your life than when you're asleep, you know? I want to feel like I'm alone. So I flip the frame and I sleep in my little...
Did you ever think of just buying an IMAX?
He's got one. No,
physical aspects need to be involved. My brain isn't that powerful.
Oh, that's very funny.
It is very funny.
So that's one of the things I think about whilst on tour, is Harrison looking at me.
your tour manager through the window? Is he doing? Is right he doing out. Like a I see you, yeah, I'm yeah, watching yeah. you, don't mess this up?
Yeah.
Are you awake, Kai?
Okay, what about the song Hello? You make some references to The Sound of Music in there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, yeah, that's kind of continuing to sort of tie in the theatrical aspect of the record. Yeah, and weirdly enough, I've kind of like thought about this. The theatrics were important to me in the sense that that's how I could be as honest as possible with the lyrics. The more overdramatic and melodramatic I was, the more honest I could be. Whereas if I was being sincere, I don't know, I kind of struggle to approach it because then it's just depressing. But if I'm like, I'm kind of tricking myself into deep diving into all of my feelings and stuff. So yeah, they're kind of like poking fun at it and adding that little musical part was all sort of.
I liked your record label had a description of your music. Feeling down never sounded so goddamn good. That's sub pop. And I think
that's sweet.
It's kind of a cool, you know, I love really depressing music sometimes. You know, I can really get into it.
Yeah.
Like Radiohead's one of my favorite bands. But it is fun to listen to music that you have a deeper meaning, but you're like pulling it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have so much energy. Even just watching you here, it's really infectious. And it's fun to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of, I guess, get taken over live and stuff. And it is, a lot of it is really, really personal stuff that I'm saying. And yeah, like I say, like I don't even really realize until I sit down after I've written a song and I'm like, oh my God, like that is very like, I'm talking about a lot of stuff, especially that title track is, yeah, it goes into a lot of difficult things.
My mind keeps going back to the fort. Do you have any pictures?
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
I can show you later.
Oh my gosh, that's really funny. All right, what about, you also played the song Strangers. I was playing that with Jason Friday, who's also on the air here, and we were like trying to label, like, is this band like post-punk? You're kind of like post-surf rock. Were you a surf rock fan, like growing up, listening?
Well,
Strangers has like a surf
what bands
vibe
would
to
you
it.
Consider surf rock?
Gosh. I mean, just even thinking of a harder core of like a Beach Boys-ish, but, you know, I don't know. It just gave me a vibe of that.
Yeah, okay. I kind of grew up on sort of like Fiddler, Together Pangea, Parquet Courts, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if that resonates. I don't really know what surf rock is. I guess
to me, it's like just, it's a sound.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess it's a very LA-ish kind of beach rock.
Yeah,
okay. It's interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard that described like that before. We've always described it as a country song, as a cowboy song.
Yeah. Which kind of, it lends itself to the Western side of things more live, I think, than the actual recording of things. But to me, that track's more like, I don't know, Gun Club kind of. That's what, I don't know, that's where I got from that.
What song on your new album, Call a Doctor, what songs for the two of you, like, if you had to pick one that, wow, this one ended up being my favorite, or unusually favorite?
Let me get my arm out. Oh, boy.
Oh, yes, that's
funny. My first and only ever tattoo, and it's my favorite song that I ever wrote.
I love it. You got a tattoo from it.
Yeah. Is that lame?
No, that's awesome.
There's a couple of songs on there, actually.
Well, you got to pick one, that's the rule.
I'm going to pick two.
You only get to
three.
Pick one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not running the show.
Well, I do love Maple Jean and the Anthropocene. It's really fun to play, and it's got a sweet little story. But in saying that, I love Our Love as well. So I got one.
So why do you love Oh Boy so much that you tattooed it?
I don't know. I don't know. I was very proud of it. The tattoo is more kind of representative of the whole record itself. I don't know, recording this whole process has been very significant for me. I don't think I've ever sort of committed myself in such a way to anything in my life. So that tattoo is kind of representative of someone I didn't think I was capable of being in a way. And it talks quite a bit about that in the intro. It's kind of like
half committing to everything so that you're never held completely responsible. But now it's like, well, no, I fully committed and you can hold me responsible, you know? And that's kind of what that's all about.
Where did you guys record the album and how long did it take to record?
What are the Sundowner Studios?
Yeah, Sundowner Sound.
They're our manager's studio.
Built it.
In Melbourne. Yeah. It's kind of a, it's like this hollowed out sort of industrial block, and our manager just built this by hand, studio.
And it wasn't quite finished before we went in. We had 2 weeks before we were going in, and we're like, we're going to come and do it there. Andrew's like, oh.
Yeah, we kind of pressured him into finishing it in 2 weeks.
It's amazing, really amazing.
And then we got Burke Reed came in. I think he's done, Julie Jacqueline and
Courtney
Barnett and stuff like that. And he came and we just spent 2 weeks. It was kind of like 2 weeks of 12-hour days, just like...
Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
It was really, really intense.
He was awesome to work with.
Burke was fantastic, really friendly guy. Yeah, we'd never spent so much time in a studio. The first two EPs were about 2 days each. You just go in and live track it and you're done. So when they were like, oh, you'll have 2 weeks and we're flying this person in, I was like, it's going to be a freaking holiday. I can't wait.
And then you had to work like 12-hour days. Yeah. You're like, oh, wow, this is a lot of work.
The most intense experience of my life. But I never left the industrial complex. I forgot what the world looked like.
Yeah. That's super fun. So how much time have you spent in L.A.? Did you just get here? And that's
five,
it.
Yeah.
Anything stuck out that you...
Yeah, the tacos stall on the corner. the one with the red...
You like the tacos, hey?
There's tacos everywhere, which is delicious.
This is a specific red gazebo one on the corner just down the road from the Fonda. It was some of the best.
Oh. I don't know if I've gone to it. How to hit it. Yeah. Red tacos? Is it a stand or an actual place?
Just like a gazebo, stand thing. Everyone in the Fonda was like, go to the red place.
We'll go to the red place. We'll all meet for tacos. Well, thank you guys so much for coming by, Girl and Girl. It's been a pleasure to have you here. The new album, Call a Doctor, is on the radio now. Julie Slater from the SoCal Sound. Thank you guys
so much.
Thanks so much, Julie.
Thanks for having us.
I'm just calling to let you know that I'm not that well. But you're obviously not there, and I know you're all too familiar with my little personal hell. So you probably won't care, but I've been talking with my body and we think there has been a robbery. Only tortured thoughts are left, oh, only thoughts of pain and dread. Well, hello. Thanks so much for calling the Wesley Emergency Hall. We're so glad you're there. And for those returning customers, we'll soon be taking your calls. Cause we really care. Mr. James, we're glad you called. These thoughts you had aren't bad at all. No more than normal, less than awful. Now bugger off and thank you for your... Oh, hello. I got your call, and I guess I could try a more positive kind, so hello. Hello no more. Well, I guess you could call it goodbye, cause I've been working on myself. Good luck, good fortune, and good health. And all those doctors, they were right. These things get dark as late at night. Now I've had thoughts where I feel well, and God, those thoughts are worse than hell. No pain, no torture, no brain slaughter. I'd be better off if I had never called. To say goodnight, so long, farewell. Feet to say goodnight, and adieu, adieu to you, and you, and you. Adieu, adieu to you. Oh, so long, farewell. Feet to say goodnight, so long, farewell. Feet to say goodnight, and adieu, adieu to you, and you, and you. Adieu, adieu to you. Oh, so long, farewell. Feet to say goodnight, so long, farewell. Feet to say goodnight, and adieu, adieu to you, and you, and you. Adieu. So long, farewell, be to say goodnight. So long, farewell, be to say goodnight. And it's you, you, you and you and you. Adieu to you and you. Float, and I hope.
then it sunk. And all you motherfuckers, you're gonna drown. I will go out with strangers. I will go out with strangers. Great. I will go out with strangers. I will go out with strangers.
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.